This can't be possible. This can't be called a public garden.
Mr. Mayor.
Stop. Make it stop. Steve, what's going on here? There's nothing but weeds growing amongst the blocks of concrete and piles of scrap metal.
It's not quite finished yet, but I can assure you we're really gonna...
Not at all finished! And it's not what I asked for.
You know, a public garden, and an exotic one at that, on a former industrial wasteland is not an easy task.
The elections are tomorrow! What a disaster.
Mr. Mayor! Mr. Mayor! Watch out! Are you okay, Mr. Mayor?
Help me out of this ditch!
Oh, what a nightmare.
The Agile Garden. Episode 1. The Agile Mindset.
It's off to a great start, Steve.
Yes, it's going great, Mr. Mayor.
Once this old factory has been completely demolished, you'll be able to get moving even faster to build our public garden and be right on time.
Yes, yes. In 9 months, it'll be ready as planned.
Before the public elections.
Of course.
I've got to run. I've got a meeting with the regional officials to approve the budget. Oh, and don't forget about the exotic bit. See you soon, Steve.
Everything okay?
Oh,
Sorry, I didn't mean to frighten you.
Not at all.
May I sit next to you?
Yeah.
Ah, you should think about replacing those old benches. But I would imagine a landscape architect like yourself has already thought about that sort of thing.
But how...
How do I know? I often stop here for a break on this old site. I grew up in this area, so I still know everything that goes on here.
Ah, right. Okay.
I'm Lydia. I'm an agility coach.
You mean you work in sports? Like, in the gym? Like, stretching?
Yeah, it could be, but not exactly. Agility. Agile management? Agile methods?
No.
Well, then I've got some useful things to teach you.
Well, keep going.
It's a slightly different way of working, one that puts people at the heart of the project, and above all, the client. We ask ourselves a lot of questions to make sure that we always find the best way of doing things, taking into account the many unknown factors involved in a project. In fact, it's a very pragmatic approach that minimizes time-wasting and maximizes value creation.
And you guys invented all of this?
No, not at all. It was inspired by Toyota's lean management, a method used to optimize production. And then in 2001, engineers adapted it to IT because software projects were taking too long, and users were often disappointed in the end because the results didn't meet their needs. And now, many companies are using it for a wide range of projects, from managing marketing campaigns to building aircraft.
Great. And so, well, how do we go about it?
There are lots of ways to be agile. But above all, it's a state of mind that helps you find the best way to run a project.
And how is this agile state of mind different?
Well, for example, with agile, everything starts with a client.
The client, okay.
However, client doesn't mean the same thing in every field. In IT, for example, the client is often the user of the solution. And in marketing, it's the person who's going to buy my solution. And the client can sometimes be internal. Does that work for you?
Yeah, I think so.
Essentially, the client is the one for whom we want to create value, the one we want to please, the one we want to think about every morning.
In the case of my public garden, my client is, the mayor?
I'd say the mayor is more like the project sponsor or the manager. The clients are the people who use the public garden. And you're the project manager, and there's the product.
Well, that's simple. That's the public garden.
Not exactly. The product is the value we create and how we make it available to the client over the long term. It's not just a service, an IT tool, but also the way it's sold, the way it's used, the ability to check that it works, and how it's maintained over time. Do you follow me? It will be the experience that users have in the public garden, more than the public garden itself.
And does your method apply to my project?
Yep. You have a complex project and a lot of pressure.
It's normal. I used to work in an office, but now I've just started up on my own, and yeah, it's the first time I've been in charge of everything.
And it's a big project with a lot at stake for the city and the mayor.
Yeah, who's relying on it to, how shall I put it,
to get reelected.
Yeah. With your agile method, do you really think you can help me?
This must be your lucky day. When's your first team meeting? And you, listener, which subjects can you apply agility to? What are the benefits you hope to gain? Who is your project client? Is it someone for whom you create value? What about your product? Can you define it by the value it creates for your client? Does your thinking take into account the entire user experience beyond the physical product or service?